Blackstone Audio presents The Night Bell, A Hazel McAuliffe Mystery by Inger Ash Wolf. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. For my brother, who likes a good yarn. Prologue. Hibiki Yoshida drank green tea from a blue ceramic cup. The steam hid his face.
I had been at Dublin Home for only 1 year when I heard it the first time, he said. I was 8 years old.
Detective Sergeant James Wingate began to write the numeral 8 in his notebook, but accidentally made a 0 and crossed it out. He concentrated on his handwriting. The bareness of Yoshida's walls was distracting. The tea smelled like burning leaves. Wingate shook the pen. What year was this? He asked.
1951. There were 4 dormitories on the second floor. 2 in front and 2 in back, all connected by doors.
He waited for Wingate to write it down.
There were no hallways, so if you were in one of the 2 front rooms, there were always people walking through. I was in the back at the beginning.
Wingate saw the room taking form in Yoshida's eyes.
Our dormitory had 2 stone walls. It was cold, but we were away from the stairs, farther away than the rest of the boys, and if someone came in the night, they would find what they were looking for before they got to us.
That's what we believed.
I only had a few friends, because my English was so poor.